Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.
It has now been 652 days since the high on AIM. That high date was the 6th of September 2021. So it's been a long time. You know, I mean, almost 2 years since we saw the high on AIM, and we've had a reverse, of course, in sentiment, in liquidity, and it's been a massive drawdown for a long time, and I can see a lot of people checked out of the markets, and I genuinely feel like doing it on a daily basis. It's emotionally very hard, and for someone who watches the market every day, it's very difficult. You do start to think, is this it? Is it ever going to turn? But history teaches us it does turn. And even though it seems like a long way off before any kind of catalyst will start that turn, it could happen soon. You know, it could. I mean, if you're looking at, inflation is sort of coming down. It's quite sticky in the UK, but it is sort of coming down. And I think if, economic indicators, macro indicators suggest that the economy is starting to slow, then that will definitely be, the peak terminal rate for central banks. I don't think they'll raise any more, which should give a bit of breathing space. At least it's not going any further. And I think the move in the direction of going up and up is also sort of suppressing the market. Inflows have stopped, and you can see this. There are certain stocks rallying, but they're often sold into. Some carry on, not very, very many. But any profits taken, because people are risk averse. They've seen their portfolio go down for the last 18 months. If they make a profit, they want to take it. Who can blame them? Same with me. I've got close to 50% cash. I've been sitting like that for months. Because, I'm very wary about getting into stocks. And it's, until there's a massive sentiment change, until the tides start coming in, then that won't happen. And that's why I've sort of picked this next book to sort of read a summary of. And it's called Mastering the Market Cycle. And the market does have cycles. Like I said, if you go back, as long as you want to go back, as long as there is data available from stock markets, you'll see that there's been, bear markets lasting between sort of 1-2 years, and then bull markets. And it tends to happen, every 5-10 years. So, Mastering the Market Cycle, Getting the Odds on Your Side by Howard Marks is a book that explores the dynamics and patterns of market cycles in the world of investing. Howard Marks, a seasoned investor and co-founder of Oaktree Capital Management, shares his insights and strategies for understanding, analyzing, and capitalizing on market cycles to enhance investment returns. The book highlights the significance of recognizing and adapting to the different stages of market cycles, including upswings and downturns, Marx provides valuable insights into the forces that drive market cycles, such as investor psychology, economic factors, and market dynamics. He emphasizes the importance of assessing market conditions, understanding the impact of investor behavior, and developing a disciplined approach to investing. In fact, during this rings a bell, I have listened to some of this. I don't know why I stopped listening to it. That's the trouble. There's so many podcasts over there. You forget. I usually take the dog for a walk, and I try and find, you know, while she's dragging me, I'm trying to put my earbuds in, trying to find something on my phone. And often I don't, you know, carry on where I left off and I start something else. But I need to go back to this. Anyway, some of the key themes and lessons covered in this book include the concept of cycles. Marx explains the concept of market cycles, discusses the recurring patterns and phases that markets go through. He provides examples of past market cycles to illustrate their characteristics and the potential opportunities and risks associated with each phase. 2. The role of investor psychology. The book explores the impact of investor psychology on market cycles, highlighting the role of greed, fear, and herd behavior in driving market fluctuations. Marx emphasizes the need for investors to be aware of these psychological factors and avoid succumbing to irrational decision making. Do you know, it's very odd. It's not odd. It's coincidental, and it's natural, really. But I've looked at a lot of charts recently of companies that are IPO'd. Now, not many companies have been listed in the last 18 months, but there was a huge amount of companies that were listed 18 months and before that, top of the market, right at the top of the market. And you realise why this is, because money is free-flowing. It was cheap. You know, people had high appetite for risk. And like I said, I keep saying a lot of times, you know, you can tell there was a high appetite for risk. People were risking on silly things. They were buying, you know, pictures of apes. That's what they were. Monkeys, pretty much. Cartoon monkeys. NFTs for millions of bucks. Now, it's quite obvious in hindsight, that was the top of the market. People were just chucking money at anything. And that's when you see lots of IPOs happening, because people are willing to invest because they believe the market is going higher. The market was at a high, they believe it's going higher. It's the same at the bottom market. The bottom market's in, people don't invest because they believe it's going lower. 3. Assessing risk and reward. Marx discusses the importance of assessing risk and reward in different market environments. He encourages investors to strike a balance between caution and optimism, adjusting their investment strategies based on the prevailing market conditions. 4. Understanding and managing expectations. The book addresses the role of expectations in market cycles and investment outcomes. Marx emphasizes the need for investors to have realistic expectations, avoid excessive optimism or pessimism, and focus on long-term performance rather than short-term fluctuations. And finally, 5, investment strategies for different cycles. Marx provides insights into specific investment strategies that may be appropriate for different stages of the market cycles. He discusses the potential benefits of defensive investing during downturns and the opportunities for selective risk-taking during upswings. And here's a quote from the book. Recognizing the existence and nature of cycles and positioning yourself accordingly isn't a guarantee of investment success, but it puts the odds heavily in your favor, and that's the goal, getting the odds on your side. And that's from Mastering the Market Cycle, Getting the Odds on Your Side by Howard Marx.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com.
Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.